when the Batman origin story movie came out called Batman Begins with Christian Bale and Liam Neeson, I thought, this is really good. This is really good. I enjoyed this. I always love a new take on something like that. And then, oh my gosh, when The Dark Knight came out and we got to see a totally different version of the Joker than we'd ever seen. Now, don't get me wrong. I have to say that if you go back to the Michael Keaton Batman, this is where I'm going to totally geek out on you. Okay. I have a picture of me, by the way, with every single bat cowl. It's called the cowl from Michael Keaton all the way up to Christian Bale. It's all the real ones. Anyway, when I saw The Dark Knight and first experienced Heath Ledger as the Joker, whoa. Now, Heath Ledger was one of the greatest actors that have ever blessed our world. Brokeback Mountain was incredible. And I loved, I think it's called A Knight's Tale. It's one of my favorite movies. But his take on the Joker, man, what doesn't kill you only makes you stranger. Okay, so set that aside. Now, let's talk about another Joker. Let's talk about Joaquin Phoenix Joker. And by the way, there's a reason I'm bringing all this up, and it all has to do with you. So stay with me. So Joaquin Phoenix does Todd Phillips' movie, The Joker, which I've seen in the theater 3 times, and in that presents a totally different perspective on the Joker, but equally just rocking. I think he's going to get the Academy Award. He's going to knock Tom Hanks out for It's a Beautiful Day this year. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anyway, now, here's something I found interesting. I have read stories about how Joaquin Phoenix created the Joker for The Dark Knight. I've read detailed accounts. I'm a total movie nut, right? I've also read, did I say Heath Ledger or Joaquin Phoenix? I don't remember, but I've read about Heath Ledger and I've read about Joaquin Phoenix and about how they prepared for this character. And they prepared exactly the same way. The same way. Heath Ledger put himself into a hotel room and he got a journal and he wrote as if he were journaling as the Joker that he created in his mind through his character development. How would the Joker journal? I am thinking this, what is his mind so much that I can put it on paper? Joaquin Phoenix, at the urging of Todd Phillips, the director of The Joker, which is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, as I record this, Joaquin Phoenix did the exact same thing. Todd Phillips gave him a journal and said, what would, I can't think of his name, this is going to bother me now, Arthur Fleck in The Joker. How would Arthur Fleck write about his own life? And he wrote about his own life and he created the character by creating the backstory by writing it. Now, why am I bringing this all up? There's a thing called future journaling where you sit down and you journal about your future as if it's the present. I am living in Key Largo, Florida, which is where I live. I am weighing whatever I weigh. I am making whatever I make. I am spending time with these people. I am doing this, etc., etc., etc. That's exactly what both Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix did in their development of their own individualized Joker character personas. And you are building your persona of yourself and your own reality based on what you are thinking, based on what you are believing about yourself. So begin to believe something new about yourself. Begin to journal as if you were that ideal self. Not the Joker. If you were the ideal you. If you were the ideal Linda or Tom or Bobby or Jeanette or Irene or Kanisha or whatever. Whatever or whomever you decide to be. Write as if you already are. That's what these great actors did to create great characters. And really, as Shakespeare said, we are all just characters in a play. So, be the one you want to be. You get to choose. Write where you belong. Listen, enjoy today. Be sure and leave your questions and comments, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay? Bye-bye.